work.
Bob Chapman and I, during breaks, talking about nice third world countries to live in, run to. Man, to watch our country overrun by parasites, and the republic really is falling. Bob, if they pass the second stimulus, which is really letting the federal government give all its power to the private Federal Reserve, and the global greenhouse tax, and the federalization of all the water, and the hate speech laws, and they're really trying to pass everything right now, and they're getting most of it. Would you say the republic had fallen if they're able to ram through all of this?
Yes, I think you're right. They're doing anything they can to do that. The only thing I saw today that surprised me is two former members of the Federal Reserve said, no, you shouldn't give them all those things to do or all those powers. And I was really surprised at that. Both these men were in mid-80s, and I said to my assistant, I said, you know, these are the guys who have taken from the system, been involved with the Illuminati all their lives, lived fat and happy, and now they're at their end of their days. They know they can't take it with them, and they're telling the truth.
Yeah, that happens a lot to people who want to keep their soul. At the end, they finally get true wisdom.
Well, I just saw two of them this morning.
Are you saying that's in the news or that's an inside piece?
No, it's in the news. It's in the news. One's Taylor and the other is Matlin. Listen.
I have Bloomberg a couple months ago with a, in fact, we can search this and get the actual headline, with a current, it was a Dallas Fed board member saying, New York's running everything. They hijacked the country. They've declared the war powers. In fact, that was the Bloomberg headline. New York Fed using war powers. And so, I mean, I guess it's so centralized now because it's so criminal that maybe people in the Fed that aren't involved in the total criminality are hedging their bets, kind of going, I'm not with them.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And I think they're fearful for their families. And I think the line has been drawn. And there's a group of us on one side, which includes some of the people who are involved in the evildoing, they're saying, look, I didn't think it was going to get this bad. I don't want any part of it anymore. They're on our side of the line. And then there's all the other bad guys on the other side. And it's going to come to punch-up time. And you and I got to, you know, be careful what we do, because they're going to try to take us out in the meantime.
Ours. Absolutely. Let's jam in another call here. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Hello, Bob. What I wanted to talk about was Ed and Eileen Brown, the anti-tax protesters who were just sentenced to 30 years, and also the people that helped them. Do you think that this is going to send a clear message to the other anti-tax protesters to discourage things or to...
Well, I'll tell you what happened with that. I supported Ed and Elaine the entire time. But I said it needs to be nonviolent because these patriots, a lot of them are big on talk and short on action. Like Elvis said, a little less talk, a little more action. And I saw things escalating. I knew feds were in there trying to hype things, get the paranoia going. That whole thing was a setup. And then I was the bad one when I told folks, I said, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. And when the feds go in there and grab them, people aren't going to help them. So Ed and Elaine Brown, you know, are good people. We got a story up about how they were wrongfully put in prison. But they were set up. And now they're going to spend the rest of their lives in prison, and it's a horrible shame. But, I mean, I know how these things work, and I heard the people on air. I saw the operations going on. And the feds just love this. Bob Chapman.
I think that they shouldn't worry too much because sometime over the next 5 years, this thing's going to blow up, and we're going to take him out of prison, and we're going to put Mr. Bernanke and Mr. Geithner in their places in their cells.
Well, I say that's certainly a great idea, Bob Chapman. I mean, these are criminals. I mean, mainstream news admits Geithner works for Goldman Sachs as as he steals all the money and gives it to them. I mean, they're openly bank robbing everything, but SWAT teams are grabbing elderly couples and throwing them in the hoose count.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I just want listeners to understand something. All I go off of is what the RAND Corporation, Trilateral Commission, CFR have to say. In fact, I've got it in there on Aaron's desk as we were working on a new film and putting in the film last night, with Jeb Bush at the CFR running the committee that is going to instruct the president how to Shanghai the people with illegal alien amnesty and completely breaking the back of sovereignty of the nation. Because, see, once we implode and fall apart, the big global corporations, the powerful government, it's the only life raft to swim to. It's come on board with us or drowned. Be slaves with us or drowned. This is what feudalism and serfdom is. And for those of us that study this, we understand it. It's history. I can pick up any famous award-winning history book and read about the same systems there. It's not like I have some knowledge no one else has. I guess it's like if you know how to ride a skateboard and jump a curb, but somebody else doesn't, it's just you can't believe they don't know how. Or if somebody can't ride a bike, you're like, it's so simple. And the public goes, there is no bike. You're insane. It's a conspiracy theory. And I'm going, look, you need to learn how to ride this bike. Or a better analogy is, you know, the house is on fire. I'm going, look, you got this fire smoke coming out right there. This has happened before. We know what fires look like. And they're going, oh, there's no problem. It's okay to have spies spying on us locally and have the kids being trained to spy on their parents and have offshore banks with unlimited money. We're screwed. I have a family, too. These, You just keep wanting it to stop. You keep wanting it to end. I want to quit the radio show. I don't want to make films. I don't want to come up here tonight and work. I'm sick of it. I don't want to have a DynCorp video from Congress where they admit in congressional hearings DynCorp and Halliburton run giant child kidnapping rings and Rumsfeld says they're above the law, we're not going to do anything to them. I mean, it's freaking me out. It freaks me out. We've had 50 million abortions and people make excuses about that and lie about that and say it isn't a baby. It's a baby, dumbass. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm tired of people playing games with reality. Sodium fluoride eats holes in your brains and gives you bone cancer. Show them. Just Google the term fluoride bone cancer. Thousands of mainstream articles, government documents. You're going to see it. Look, people say, oh, well, you don't do a perfect job, or you do this, or you do that. I know. I'm not perfect. I'm not up to this task. I'm sick of it. And I'm not trying to rant. I said I'd take a few more calls for Bob Chapman. It's just, this is so real. I can't believe I'm watching the equivalent of a Soviet slash Nazi takeover of America happening. I can't believe it. Bob, you ever feel like that? Just like, I mean, even though we're immersed in this, that it's still so classically corrupt, so classically evil, so classically bad, and the public's like under some kind of spell, and then we're running on fumes, everything's falling apart, society's imploding. Thank you, Aaron. Here's a Council on Foreign Relations backs amnesty for illegals, opposes our PIO-style raids, CFR recommendations, amnesty plans, Florida Governor Jeb Bush with the CFR task force advising Obama. Your comments on that rant, Bob Chapman.
Well, number one, as far as the CFR is concerned, that's exactly what you should expect for them. And it shows you it's a bipartisan organization. All of the members have the same goal in mind, and that is world government. So it doesn't matter what party they're in. Most of them are members of the Illuminati, which includes the Bush family. And to refer back to what you were talking about just now, yes, it does get burdensome as deeply as we have been involved in this for as the number of years that we've been. We're always shocked when the things that we predict happen, such as the arrogance in openness of these people doing what they're doing. I guess we thought in our mind's eye that perhaps we wouldn't be able to see it coming. This is like a movie, and we're part of it, and they're just putting it together for us. But we know what we're going to have to do in the final analysis, and I think the military knows as well. And that's where it's going to end up, and it's either going to be them or us. And there's 300 million Americans out there, 80 million have been trained in the military, and 40 million have seen combat. And so we're counting on you because we're going to need you, because these people in Washington intend on getting rid of people like Alex and I and you. Believe me. And you saw the recent commentaries about who the terrorists are. Anybody who's not in the military who's been trained for the military? Well, that's all of us, practically. And so this is where this thing is heading. And we just got to keep it together and keep on slashing away at the forest and knocking those trees down.
Well, that's it. We can't let them break our spirit. And my spirit isn't broken. It's stronger than ever. I just can't believe that the public doesn't know they're under total attack. And they're just letting the enemy lop their heads off. And it's just so mind-blowing, Bob.
Well, it gets overwhelming at times, I know. And just like all of the work that we do, and especially the enormous amount of work we physically and mentally and emotionally do every day. I mean, I had a cold this week. I had to shut down operations for a day. And here we are back again. I won't stop. There's only one way they can stop me, and I'm healthy, and I'm not going to give up, and I'm going to keep on blasting away at these people just like you are, and we're going to win.
Well, the last thing is for them to kill us, and they have killed a lot of patriots and people, but I think they understand that as they force people against the wall, that freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. I think they understand we have them outnumbered, and I think they know that they're going to lose in the end. And so they're trying to eat around the edges and slowly, you know, make excuses for what they do. But it's just going
to
be...
Alex, you know, this all brings me back to Red Dawn and the scene in the open-air place where they were keeping prisoners. And the boys came to see their parents who were incarcerated inside this thing by the communists who had taken over. And in referring to you and I, if the government takes us out, like the man said to his son, avenge me. That's all we ask. Avenge me.
Absolutely. Well, I think the system knows that. Because anybody ever does anything to my family, they know. And I you know, it's just... The issue is the average troops and the cops, they're just biological androids if they're not awake. I don't have some macho wish to go get in a fight with them. You know, that's the thing, Bob. I mean, I just want to defeat Queen Beatrix and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Maurice Strong and all this scum. And that was my closing point to you. And I appreciate you joining us, Bob Chapman, is that I was watching congressional debates, and I was watching some of the Obama staff and his people and some of the Republican leadership as well. I mean, these really are just oily dirtbag crooks, and they're just there to manhandle with their canned ham hands stuff through. I saw Barney Frank live yesterday going, we know this, but this bill isn't good. But it doesn't matter. We've just got to get this foreign service spending bill for $10 billion or whatever it was through, and then Obama with signing statements can fix it. I mean, I was watching him say to the Democrats, stop fighting. Obama will add whatever you want with signing statements. And then here's Obama saying he doesn't do signing statements while he's already breaking Bush's record in the number of signing statements in this many months in office. You know, 4 months in office, he's beating Bush in 4 months of office. And here's the president now, just like an imperial ruler with signing statements. I mean, it's just, but then they say he doesn't sign signing statements. And here's Barney Frank just admitting we don't even have a government. It's just criminals doing whatever they want. As if they pass a bill, then Obama can just legislate from the executive whatever he wants. Just amazing, isn't it, Bob?
It's the world we live in, and we got to deal with it.
All right, buddy.
I'll see you next Friday.
All right, theinternationalforecaster.com, our sites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com. We're about to break. I want to get into global warming hoax first and what it really means. Webster Tarpley, then some economic news and more calls. In fact, the calls on economics can just ask Tarpley those questions and get their view on it. But, Webster, do you ever stagger back by the hypocrisy of Obama when you said he was going to be the greatest liar ever 6 months before he was in office? I thought you had gone overboard. I knew it was bad. But, I mean, this guy has brought lying to a new level where he says, I'm against Bush and torture. It was outrageous. And against secret detention. That's why we're going to just have preemptive stuff for what you might commit with no evidence. So it's now pre-cog, pre-crime. I mean, it's like an alternate dimension, Webster Tarpley.
Well, it's, I guess the first president who wanted this stuff was Nixon, right? Preventive detention. And now we have Obama with unlimited detention, no habeas corpus, no due process, no nothing. And you see that it seems to me it's a three-part process. You have a world economic depression. You go back to the 1930s. First, you have a depression. Then you're going to have pressures towards dictatorship. Unless you can solve the depression, most governments in the world go into this authoritarian involution. And then at the end of that, you've got World War III, and we can see signs of that. So certainly Obama's a liar. The good news is that Obama's lies are not successful. He bombed in Moscow. Nobody went gaga for Obama in Russia. Russians very, very smart, much better than the Germans last summer. And the other side now is he bombed in L'Aquila, where he was trying to ram down.
Okay, let's talk about that, then the global warming stuff, and a lot more. Webster Griffin Tarpley's our guest.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Webster, I want to get into global warming first. Then we'll get into you saying he flopped. I don't know if I completely agree with that, but I respect your opinion. But I haven't been following it maybe as closely as you have. But I was in Barnes & Noble's last Friday, and I just decided to randomly walk across the room to the stacks of magazines and to just see what the propaganda was, close my eyes and grab two. I only got through one. One was a women's magazine. One was The Atlantic. And I opened it up, and literally 50%, I have all my notes in here, of the ads are, we need a global carbon tax, and they're most of them paid for by oil companies. And then, so I started digging through Time and Newsweek and a few other magazines when I was over at my parents. They were all the same. I mean, you talk about total propaganda immersion. Every other ad is for global carbon taxes and how it will save us. And then another one is how the family isn't good and we need to stop having marriages, and basically the state can raise the kids. And then there's another weird one in here that says they want to start terraforming the planet with giant blimps. I mean, you can't make up this much craziness. I mean, the public is just, as much as I think I know about propaganda, it's total immersion, Webster. All the oil companies, all the big banks, everybody behind this global carbon tax to regulate every facet of our lives. And like with the car companies, where Obama only keeps open the car dealerships that make payments to him. I mean, is this just pure mafia government? And why are they pushing so hard for this carbon tax?
Well, of course, it's a form of mass brainwashing. But let's also remember something similar has been tried before. If you go back to the Carter era, there was the same hysterical propaganda about the limits to growth, the need for sacrifice, the idea of synthetic fuels, that oil was bad, and that nuclear, of course, was demonized with the staged Three Mile Island incident, with a scenario film with Jane Fonda coming out 2 weeks before, and so on and so forth. If you go back, if you have any old paperback books, go and look in the backs. The ones that come from the late 1970s have some kind of stuff about limits to growth, or the population bomb, or the oil crisis, or something like this. So this is standard. This is that wing of the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderberg. It's the Rockefeller group and the soft power group and the rest of them. In terms
Webster,
of the Waxman,
as you're speaking for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'm on page one of the Atlantic, and while you're talking, I'm just going to be flipping through it. See, this is Dutch Royal Shell, owned by Queen Beatrix, saying we've got to cut the CO2 and have a global
right.
tax.
That's the flagship of the oil cartel, Royal Dutch Shell. That's the Anglo-Dutch heart of the matter. That's the alliance that was cemented with William and Mary going over to take over from the Stuarts in 1688 with the Glorious Revolution. That's the current form of that. However, just on that front, BP, right, British Petroleum, had this whole demagogic campaign that they were beyond petroleum. They have dropped it. It's a loser. So remember, this doesn't go on forever. It's a huge assault right now. But don't give up. Don't despair, because this is the hysteria, and it's very intense. But I don't think it can be kept up for too long. Now,
but it's even got Agenda 21 in here about UN. I mean, just everything. I mean, this whole thing.
Yeah, the whole international bureaucracy. The whole.
This is calling for the Fed to be given the.
Let's fight back now, and I'd like to talk about what I heard from your previous guy. This is a chance to organize a political party to sweep these people aside. But let's talk about global warming. The Waxman bill, what does it do? Cap-and-trade bill, right? This is a piece of absolute lunacy. It's $15 per whatever unit of hypothetical carbon that has to be offset. Now, the immediate effect of this cap-and-trade essentially is to put another tax on productive activity in the United States. This is the opposite of what you want to do. You want to tax speculative Wall Street transactions with a Tobin tax, a securities transfer tax. So you're taxing paper speculation, not production. This is obviously the reverse. This leaves the speculation alone. They're going to let derivatives go further, as Geithner said this morning, and now they're going to tax production. But in particular, it's the final deindustrialization of the United States, and it's genocide, because one of the main U.S. exports that still remains is, of course, food. the American farmer is a unique success story. The whole food situation of this planet depends on the American farmer. If you have a cap and trade, you're going to double the export price of U.S. corn and U.S. grain. You're going to kill, out of the billion people who are on the verge of starvation, you can easily kill half of them. You're talking about 500 million dead or something like that.
And by the way, they admit that their carbon cuts will do that. They say that's good.
They want it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
We're going to go back to Carpley in a moment, but I've been promising to do this since yesterday, so I want people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is just one magazine. I walked it with my eyes closed and grabbed off the rack. I said, I want to see what the propaganda is, because every magazine I seem to open is full of nothing but brainwashing for world government, and the family's bad, and guns are bad, and patriotism's bad, and veterans are bad, and they need to be arrested. I mean, just crazy. And so I'll walk over and I'll grab the Atlantic. Now, look at this. First thing, Dutch Roll Shell. They have three ads in this magazine. CO2 is evil. We need a global carbon tax. We need to have the UN run it with energy, regional carbon sequestering partnerships to make everybody put their carbon into Dutch Roll Shell mines that will store carbon dioxide below the Earth's crust. I mean, you know, just total insanity. And then everything's about the green revolution, and then you get into here, and we need global regional control, and the Federal Reserve's got to run every facet of the economy. This is the Federal Reserve takeover. All states advertising. Everybody's going to be forced to have insurance. So everybody in the pool. And then you've got IBM saying, we're going to make everybody accept our smart grid. This will lower CO2 emissions because only absolutely essential travel will be allowed. I mean, this is total tyranny. But this is a magazine. Look, Monsanto, we got to force everybody onto GMO. It's wonderful. Letters to the editor. This is all global governments needed, police states needed. J.P. Morgan's great. We're going to save you. Why an oil company president supports cap and trade. An open letter from Shell.us. Of course, U.S. doesn't even mean the United States. They just put that on there to make you think it's like America. Oh, look, he's America. Look, see Dutch Roll Shell right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a few pages into this. This is a story about how we need the feds to take over. I mean, it's literally, here's another one, about global carbon taxes and 401ks and the banks, and this story's about it, and I mean, it's literally all propaganda. And then I randomly pick up other magazines. It used to be drug ads in these things, and there's still a few of those, but now it's, you know, here's Lipitor, there's one there. But mainly it's we need a global carbon tax and to control everybody. And this says don't read the food packages, just look at the rating game. This is about Harry Potter having sex with topless dancers, very strange. Here's another one about global markets. Here's another one about a car company and how we need global carbon taxes and controls. Here's another one for global carbon taxes and controls. Here's another one. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Here's another one about essentials to reuse, recyclable materials. And again, it's a total cult brainwashing and car companies bragging about how they're doing this and just on and on and on and on. And Dow Chemical with propaganda about the environment. I mean, notice this is the only advertising. There's no more money left. It's all just the robber barons raping everybody. And look at this one. Then it says, do we want to chemtrail everybody? That shows a blimp spraying chemicals because they say, oh, the earth is dying from carbon dioxide that plants breathe. But do we want to let the secret chemtrailing program go on? Moving heaven and earth. And then I got the Wall Street Journal saying we need global chemtrailing and that it's already going on. I mean, we're living in the twilight. Folks, I'm not even halfway through the magazine, and Tarpley's on hold, and I want to get his take on a whole bunch of stuff as well. But here's another one. And then they've got one in here about how marrying is bad. And then better luck this time, another article about the green economy. I mean, that's all. Folks, this is a random magazine. It's just total brainwashing. This is worse than 1984. I mean, are people not insulted by being immersed in stuff like this, being immersed in total propaganda, total brainwashing? Here's another one about the power grid and the takeover. Here's another one about the environment. Here's another bank advertisement. Here's one about Daredevil. William F. Buckley, knitted CIA, fake conservative, sent in to destroy the conservative movement. Show this slime bag how great he is. It's just all unbelievable crap. And I'm trying to find the one about how marriage isn't good. Get rid of it. I mean, these people literally are waging war on reality. And they are genocidalists. They are psychopathic control freaks. They are complete scum. I'm trying to find the one saying get rid of marriage. I'll find it while Webster's talking. But Webster, here's the last ad. Another one with Shell. In the new energy future, we'll need to think around corners. And then it says the global population and what Shell wants to do to take care of it. I mean, these people mean business, Webster. What does it mean? Because I've since looked at other magazines when it's almost a complete conversion. No more drug company ads. Now it's just direct banking and oil company propaganda.
Well, you got to remember that the Atlantic Monthly is the house organ of the left oligarchy. I call them the leftogarchs. This is the Boston and Connecticut Insurance Mutual Fund. It's kind of a second Wall Street that you have up there in New England. So this extreme, multicultural, politically correct, and what they're expressing is their class consciousness. In other words, what seems to me to be worth underlining is the hysteria of all of this, the desperation, the lunacy of it all, right? It's like an amazing
spectacle.
Yeah,
these people
spectacle.
Need to be in insane asylums. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, they say get rid of the frickin' family openly. They're waging war on the species.
Right. What you learn from this is that the U.S. ruling elite is terminally decadent. You can choose between keeping that ruling elite and having the country go down. If they remain in power with the kinds of values they have, and Obama is, of course, their creature, Obama finds this very congenial. These are his ego ideals, right? The Yale Law School and Columbia and all the rest of this. This is the territory of the Atlantic Monthly, and they were big supporters. Andrew Sullivan is one of the guys who said, if we can only get Obama in, then we can go back to false flag, because people will believe him where they wouldn't believe
Webster, Bush. Isn't it strange fate that I said, I'm going to randomly walk across Barnes & Noble, close my eyes 10 feet away, walk up and randomly grab two magazines. This is one of them. The other one's a women's magazine I haven't been able to read yet, but the first page was Get Rid of Your Man, and it's the same message in here. I guess they want to destroy the family because anything that's cohesive, anything that stands upright away from them must be destroyed because we've all got to cling to their skirts. I mean,
this is their class consciousness, and what they would say is, this is the ruling class that hates the blue collar and middle class. So what they're saying is that we don't like middle class values or working class values because we're this cosmopolitan, polymorphous, perverse mass of creatures, right? And therefore we don't like your Victorian morality, right? This is also Soros, right? He wants to legalize drugs, right? He wants to bring in massive narcotics, make it available everywhere. And there's a big campaign. If you look at MSNBC, they're actively campaigning for drug legalization, which would be one of the main tools that they would use to destroy the family. Any parent knows that anybody coming on the scene saying, I want to legalize drugs, is your deadly enemy, right? That's the middle class fighting for its existence against this hysterical oligarchy.
Well, Parker, let me stop you there, and I'm not going to interrupt much more, but I'm for decriminalization because we know they use it to launder the money and then put people in prison. I'm not for legalization, and you're right. And I've seen the university papers about how they want to drug the public. That's what the Prozac and Ritalin is. And I understand the Soros angle is he loves it for that. But can't you see that they're also using the phony drug war as another pretext of control?
But there's no drug war. The CIA brings the drugs and Wall Street launders the money. And if you're going to capitulate to the CIA and Wall Street, that's the end of it.
Oh, you think now they want to legalize it directly, sell it to us?
Of course.
And then maybe make kids take it in their lunchboxes.
Yes. They want the American people to be more stupefied than they are. They say, you're not stupefied enough. You got to be more inert, more apathetic, more dumbed down. And the next wave is we're going to say that marijuana is cool, and we're going to ram that down your throat.
Well, look at Afghanistan, and I'm sure you've seen this, but now the BBC admits, I heard this a month ago in my car and almost fell over, so I've told the story every day since. And they said, The army does guard the poppy fields now, so the local farmers have some money, and so the Taliban can't rough them up. When the Taliban's been given different sectors, works for the government as a client, as you've documented, and they admit it's up like ninefold what it was, and local news says here in Austin we're neck deep swimming in heroin. I mean, they're openly shipping it in now and saying it's for America's security.
Yeah, these are the last days of Pompeii. What I would say is, the kind of stuff you're seeing with that sort of eco-fascism in the Atlantic Monthly, that is a ruling class that sees the British Isles are sinking into the North Sea under the weight of trillions and trillions of derivatives, and the U.S. is collapsing at a breathtaking rate. So the Anglo-American ruling class collectively says, we are doomed. If they were religious, they would express this with the idea that the end of the world is at hand, because for them, it seems to be. Now, they're obviously neo-pagan, so they express it in this stuff, you know, the polar bears are dying, and the seas are rising, and all the rest of it. But even there, notice, British Petroleum, you're not going to find any more British Petroleum green ads, because they've quit it. That's the news from yesterday. They're not going to be Beyond Petroleum anymore. They're going to be, we're an oil and gas company, and that's who we are, and we're giving up this whole idiotic garbage of Beyond Petroleum. So,
now, this is the good news. You're saying you believe they're stalling, and they did announce yesterday we're not going to bring the carbon tax vote up for 2 months in the Senate, but I think that could be a fast one. But you're saying from your antennae, your feelers out there, that you're saying you believe this was all this over-propaganda, this over-energetic propaganda everywhere was actually a death rattle,
a fit?
The New World Order sits in its crap-filled diapers?
There is no plan. In other words, these are a bunch of pragmatists who they go from one thing to another. But the idea is that if you look at the situation, I think, in the Congress, it's going to be hard to pass this. If you look at the world situation, that's really the news of today, was the last day of the World Economic Summit. The Group of Eight in L'Aquila, presided over by Berlusconi. Obama was the chairman of this expanded Group of Eight, where they brought in Brazil, they brought in some other third world countries, developing countries, and they said, okay, now you're going to join in on some kind of a cap and trade or carbon emissions limits. We're going to impose our carbon offsets and permits on you. And Lula, of all people, the International Monetary Fund puppet Lula of Brazil, says no, we're not going to do it. And also India says no, and China says no. So this is a good case where the third
world
guys...
But they still got us to rape, and we're the, you know...
Yeah, but this is a big defeat. In other words, this was what they wanted to do is to say, how do we strangle the economic development of China and India and Brazil? How do we, because these are the BRIC, right? You put in Russia, that's the BRIC, the BRIC group. How do we strangle them? Well, they said, we won't try to bomb them because we can't. It's too big, and, you know, the consequences would be disastrous. We won't use Bush's right-wing methods anymore. We'll use Obama's left-wing methods, and we'll get them to strangle them with rather than bomb them, strangle them, using these left-wing demagogic slogans about global warming and the polar bears and all the rest of this stuff. As far as I can see, he has fallen on his face. And this is one of his primordial tasks. The Anglo-American finance oligarchs wanted him to strangle, above all, China, and he has failed. And
well, I'm going to bring this up to you, and I want you to break down that good news here, Webster. But the issue is... I did watch his press conference with the Russian president, and I don't find the Russian president to be particularly an imposing figure, but Obama was groveling and very supine almost to him. And then same thing with the Saudi king, the bowing, the groveling. When he doesn't have a teleprompter, is that why he got the power? Because every time I see him with even an oil company exec or a banker, he... Or his chief of staff or Geithner, he literally toadies and bows to everyone. And is this a problem for the elite when people keep seeing Obama groveling to anybody and everybody?
He is like Lord Sir Neville Chamberlain. But Obama is a weakling and appeaser by design, in the sense that only by being an appeaser can he be the kind of warmonger that they need. Remember, with Chamberlain said, we're not going to get involved. We're just going to build up Hitler and play him against the Soviets and Stalin, and we'll get rid of both of them in the process, and the British Empire can go on for another 100 years. With Obama, it's the same thing. We are too bankrupt. Our military is at the point of collapse, I would think. We're isolated. We're hated. We can't attack anybody. We've got to play the enemy states one against another, and therefore we need a president who is structurally a weakling and an appeaser, but... this hides the cunning, right? The whole dissembling, deception, strategic trickery, duping, brainwashing, hypnosis, all the stuff that Obama brings. That's how he operates. Now, in terms of Russia, I think he bombed there. The first thing is the New York Times admits Obama's magic got him nowhere. The Russians were not impressed. Hats off to the Russians.
Medvedev was looking at him like he was some type of jackass.
Well, and Medvedev is not the strongest. I mean, Putin is the one who really counts. But in terms of the Russian masses, they couldn't care less about Obama. You didn't have 200,000 Russian lemmings for Obama the way you had 200,000 German lemmings at the Brandenburg Gate last year for Obama. Obama. That didn't happen. Now, the key one that I watched was the Obama-Putin meeting. This was this breakfast meeting yesterday, and you could see that this was a tense meeting. This was no love fest. And at the end, according to the RT correspondent, Russia Today, cable television, if you can get it, or the Internet, there was an argument. There was an altercation between Putin and Obama. Now, the results of this are what? The U.S. now has the right to fly over Russia to deliver military equipment to Afghanistan. And this is like saying, if you insist on going into the inferno, go ahead. Well, you know, be our guest. We know what you will find in Afghanistan. You will find defeat and death and destruction and the possible collapse of your own state. So they say, if you really want this, you know, go ahead and do it. So that's the big result. The other one is Medvedev wanted a nuclear states conference, kind of, you know, nuclear issues. The U.S. will accept that, too. Funny, will the Israelis be invited? Are they a nuclear state? They sure are, but they never say they are. And then the third one is that if the Iranians give up a nuclear program, which they always say they don't have, if they give it up, then the U.S. will not build the missiles in Poland, right? Now, today, Medvedev even says, if they insist on building the missiles, we're going to put these short-range nukes into Kaliningrad, into this exclave of Russia, this East Prussia, pretty much, so we can blow them up within a few minutes. So I don't think, I think nobody was duped. Not even Medvedev was duped, and for sure not.
I want to briefly talk to you in the final segment, Webster, about Iran. How's that going?
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchews.com.
Webster, we know they've been spying on 9/11 Truth. They've had congressional hearings demonizing Richard Gage and others with a thermite and thermate. but a lot of other evidence of harassment of 9/11 truthers. Some black ops setups where they come out of dark alleys with women in wheelchairs and ram you and say you attacked them, and we had to fight that in court, and that was exposed as a fraud. The New York Post had to retract. They've now done that again where they attack your car and then say you tried to run over them. That just happened to a 9/11 truther where they now run out and jump on your car. They've got local police that's coming out. A Q section at NSA is now really concerned and spying on government people in the NSA and CIA concerning who know about 9/11 being an inside job. I mean, when do they run out of gas? I mean, sure, people know they're crooks and liars, but they don't seem to care. Do they run out of gas in places like Iran? Do they really think they could overthrow it staging that thing? Or was it just meant to demonize Iran ahead of Israeli military strikes? What do you see there?
I think this was a semi-serious, halfway serious, and maybe totally serious attempt to have a people power coup, color revolution, velvet revolution, postmodern coup, as I say in my book about Obama, the postmodern coup. However, it's failed. Now, I think what you're going to see there is Ahmadinejad is something like a soldier or a secret police guy. He's like Putin in some ways, not as smart. But the big problem he's got is these mullahs are an albatross. You know, they're an albatross around his neck. The mullahs are bad news. The mullahs are the people who send out the morality police to harass women in the streets. I think now that a lot of the mullahs have turned against Ahmadinejad, he might say, look, let's dump the mullahs. Let's go to a straight bureaucratic authoritarian state where we won't come and try to harass you for wearing headscarves or not, or whatever, you know, whatever other stuff they try to enforce with these morality police, and that he would get then a new kind of stability.
Let me stop you quickly. We're almost out of time. Are you saying CIA clearly involved bringing Ayatollah Khomeini in?
And the other one,
now it's the mullahs.
In the last minute, the big thing is China, right? This thing in China, Urumqi, this is huge. China, that's a superpower. They have real nukes. This is all run from here in Washington. It's this woman, Rabia Kadir, right? This is the World Uyghur Congress of Rabia Kadir.
So that blow-up we just saw was staged, you're saying?
Absolutely staged. They get $550,000 from Project Democracy under Richard Gebhardt. They did it a year ago with the Turkestan Islamic Party. They had bombings going on. That wouldn't fly because the head of it was this Commander Saif, and he was, he was an ugly sort of al-Qaeda figure, right? Some kind of a bin Laden. Now they have this passionaria, this woman, Rabia Kadir, who staged, she called into the place, alerted her organization. They had a clash in a factory on the 26th of June, and then they blew it up on the 5th of July. Now, the cyber attacks on the U.S. and South Korea are the retaliation by China saying, you interfere in Xinjiang, in Chinese Turkestan, we have an even cheaper and more deniable way to come back at you, and that could get to be huge. In other words, if the U.S. doesn't back off and stop this constant meddling and interference, then the Chinese retaliation in the Internet could become very, very serious, right?
I know the West is there, but you're saying while they're asking China to hold the T-bills and prop us up, they're busy staging, and we know they didn't
Tibet. Absolutely. It all comes from the U.S. It's this woman, and it's all documented. This is, you can go to the Xinhua, New China News Agency. They have a whole tape where they explain.
No, I know about it. I just didn't know this latest. It just never ends. Webster, amazing interview as usual. Both your books available on Obama at Infowars.com. Suggest folks get them. Invaluable reading. You're also in my film, The Obama Deception, available at Infowars.com. This is the film to get and show people, for folks to understand what's happening. Thank you, Webster. Good to have you with us.
My pleasure always, Alex. More power to you.
More power to you, buddy.
Bye.
Back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the abbreviated Sunday show. Back next Monday. Great job, crew. Retransmission with all the key info starts now. Infowars.com. 24-hour-a-day streaming. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.